big, busy, news-breaking afternoon. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to coming up.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. We will discuss the markets on this Money Monday. We will take, we'll check in on the campaign trail and find out if, in fact, people are trying to steal the election of 2020. We'll talk about Bernie Sanders and his new employment policies, but we start with, in the green room, General Jack Keane and Iran. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We took down one of their drones. Instead of saying, yeah, that happened, they lie. They say it didn't happen. So we have, there's a lot of proof. It's called Take a Look at It on the Ocean Floor.
Earlier this afternoon, our president, in his ever, you know, smooth way, just speaking bluntly and letting all people know that he's not buying what Iran is selling these days, nor is he buying this story that has been circulating most of today, that they that Iran has 17 CIA spies that they are systematically putting to death. Now, whether or not they have them or not, I don't know what the president is. He's saying it's all fake, I guess. But there's been a lot of activity with Iran over the last number of weeks, and we continue to check in with General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute of the Study of War, and, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst, and we appreciate his time every time he makes it available. General, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for being here. I got buzzed a little bit by some of my colleagues because we didn't do more coverage on the British tanker that was taken by Iran on Friday, but I just there was some degree that there was probably expected some tit for tat was going to go on with the Brits. But given what has happened since then, where are we at in terms of what Iran is doing and what they're doing with the crews of these ships? And what do we know about where these tankers are at? And just bring us up to speed on all things related to what Iran's doing right now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Iran is acting in retaliation for the Brits having seized their tanker at Gibraltar, and it was en route to Syria with oil, which is in violations of the EU's imposed sanctions on Iran. And then just hours before the Iranians seized the British tanker in the Straits of Hormuz, the court in Gibraltar had extended the seizure of that tanker for another 30 days. Now, the Brits have offered to the Iranians the return of that tanker immediately if they would guarantee that it would not go to Syria. And the Iranians refused to do that. They wanted unconditional. So that was the basis. One of the basis points for doing this is obviously retaliation. But there's a couple other things that are operating here. The Iranians have really had a rough patch based on the success of the Trump administration's, what I define as a strategic offensive to isolate Iran politically, diplomatically, and economically. And it's really working, and particularly the economic piece of it. They've actually been somewhat crippled by it.
And General, the president said today in his press avail, he said that inflation is nearing 75% in the Iranian economy. That's got to be stifling.
Yeah, it is. It is only on selected items, you know, like beef or sugar. But on normal items, it's around 40% on everything, which is staggering in and of itself, as we all know. The currency is devalued significantly. High unemployment, particularly among young people. Food shortage is routine. Power outage is routine. Civil unrest growing in size and in frequency. So this is the pressure on Iranians. They've had to pull operational funds back from the Hezbollah, from Hamas and from the Houthis, their proxies, who do all their dirty work in the region. That's significant also. So the pressure is there. That's what's caused the behavior problem. So after the Iranians had their drone shot down, after they failed to seize a British tanker a week ago because of the British frigate's presence in the area, a British warship, the Iranians also had a safe face with who? Particularly with their own people. Their own people are being pressured significantly, and the people, interesting enough, are largely blaming the Iranian regime for this mess, not the United States. That's good news. Secondly, the Iranians, because they're a repressive regime, Kevin, just like North Korea, just like the Chinese Communist Party in China, they maintain a stranglehold over their people. And as a result of that, they want to demonstrate to the people that they're a very powerful nation, and they can, and they'll use military power out there to undermine their adversaries. So that is why they went after that British tanker, not just for retaliation, but also to demonstrate to the people that they're powerful, because that's the chokehold they want to maintain on their own people, to keep potential rebellions down and keep them off the streets, like you see in Hong Kong, certainly.
Do you believe that that the UK was right in sequestering that original tanker? There's been some criticism in some reports, particularly in the British papers, that John Bolton may have egged them into sequestering that tanker and luring Britain into this mess. Or is the EU pretty solid on Iran not violating the sanction, the rules of their agreement as described?
Well, I don't know. I have no information that John Bolton would have that kind of influence over the British MOD and the British Prime Minister, because that's whose authority.
It seems laughable to me, but there were a couple of reports.
But I think there's so much speculation in the media about Ambassador Bolton's influence that it's significantly distorted. And it's kind of something they like to play on to show discord in the White House. But I really think what's happened here, and it shows the Iranians and how erratic they have been. They sabotaged the six tankers early on to start the crisis, and they got caught at all of them. We have indisputable evidence that they did it, and that they did not expect to happen. They had a tactical commander without authority shoot down our American drone. That is an absolute fact. We have the intelligence on it, and I've been briefed on it. So that's a fact, and that was reported actually in the Oval Office that this could have been a mistake. It was a mistake that the Iranians made. And I think the other gaffes that they've had, trying to seize the British tanker initially. Sharif, the foreign minister in New York City, talking about, well, we're willing to put ballistic missiles on the table as a negotiating item. His boss is back in Tehran, the capital, hear that, and they're furious about it. In less than 24 hours, he changes his mind. I have never seen the Iranians be so erratic in terms of what they're doing. And even going after the Brits doesn't make a lot of sense to me, even though the Brits took their tanker. And the reason for that is that the Brits have to make a decision this week. The prime minister is going. You're going to have a new prime minister. Result of the parliamentary system, the Conservative Party is electing a new prime minister by the end of this week.
Right.
It's going to be Boris Johnson or Jeremy Hunt. First thing they'll have to do is make a decision about what to do about the British tanker. And I'm hoping that decision is that they move closer to President Trump's position on Iran. This regime is what he is describing it as. It's accurate in terms of their aggressive malign behavior. We never should have given them the $150 billion in terms of sanction relief for the nuclear deal, which gave them the currency to fuel their malign operations in the region. Unquestionable that is what has happened.
Yeah.
And I think if the UK comes forward, that means they would break the nuclear deal. The French and the Germans, who truly want to do business with the Iranians, let's put this awful story on the table. They want to do business with the Iranians because it's in their economic interest to do so. even though it's not in their geopolitical interest, you know, given Iran's outrageous behavior. But the UK, it's possible they could break with the other two over this, and that would be a very good thing. We'll see. There's going to be pressure, certainly, on the new prime minister at the end of the week in terms of what actions can take.
Well, and we'll continue to watch it, and we'll continue to get updates from you, General, on just how you see it. The president also today said that he's going to work closer with Pakistan in the issue of Afghanistan. I think that's welcome news to a lot of people as well. General, just ran out of time. Don't have time to cover all of it. There's so much to get to, but thank you for your time today.
Okay, Jeff.
Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, and with that decision comes a big purchase, the ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring, the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and of course the cost. But you don't have to do this alone, and if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com.
Hey folks, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. Tradeway's been helping thousands of Christian families take control of their finances and, more importantly, their time. We offer you a powerful education in how to trade in the stock market, providing you the skill sets you need to manage your financial manager or even cut out the middleman entirely and do it yourself. The Tradeway community is unlike anything I've ever seen in my business career or even in my ministries. With Tradeway, you not only get a powerful system for trading as a business, but you get the kind of hands-on support, ongoing development, and personal community that is required to propel you forward in this journey. And we help you to do that one step at a time.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, the Bible Speaks Academy, Timothy Christian School. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com. That's WMCA.com.
AM 570 The Mission is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our Summer Cash Contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 570 for the keywords approximately at 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then going to am570themission.com and typing the keyword. This is an Optivata Summer Contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am570themission.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there may have been a story or two that was a little more shocking to me in the last few months than the several stories that I saw cited, where there would be a library hosting a children's reading hour, and you think, oh, that's good. And then you learn that it's being hosted by drag queens. And the idea that you even have to explain what that is for a child to go to a public reading or a public library to have that reading is pretty disconcerting, I think, to most parents. Certainly it is something that we would deal with as a family very specifically in the McCullough household. But what has been the outcome of all this? Now, where there were parents who had objected to this, these turned into confrontations. And in different places across the country, you heard that it brought protest and outrage and so forth. But in other places, these went on just as they would normally be. Now, there's a story in today's Federalist, and you know my affection for that publication. Molly and the entire team of particularly the female writers that write there have reported on many stories on this platform for a long time. But I was interested to read today's contribution by Libby Emmons, who I had never met until just a few minutes ago, because her article was titled Public Library Deletes Pictures of Drag Queens Fondling Children at Story Hour. Libby, I didn't have to read much further into the article to kind of understand what you were talking about, but for people that may be in a little bit of shock at what the title was, tell us what happened here.
I'm not sure fondling was really the right term. I don't end up choosing my titles, but there were some incidents in Oregon where what happened with the drag story hour was that there was a lot of physical touching going on between children and these strangers. And I thought that was pretty strange, and so did a lot of the parents out there who spoke out against it. And in fact, the library removed the photos that they had been using as though these were completely innocent, innocent happenings. And I don't think any of us would be really into bringing our kids to a library where they're, you know, snuggling up with strangers on the floor. It seems kind of strange to have children laying across these grown men who are costumed like women. Frankly, if they were costumed like anything, it would be pretty weird to just have your children laying atop them. I can't imagine that. But specifically in this sexualized context,
right,
it seems pretty pretty out there as an educational opportunity.
But let me ask you about this, because as these stories began to pop up, you know, you hear of maybe one library in San Francisco or New York doing something like this, and you kind of think, well, that's just San Francisco or New York. But they really did. This really was a concerted effort kind of across public libraries across the country to kind of push an envelope, if you will, push an agenda. And was this the worst outcome that we heard about, that that some of these pictures showed these guys kind of laying on there, or were there incidents, or do we know, or is the jury still out as to whether or not there were even worse interactions over the course of this time? Because I just think common sensibility, most parents would say this is just too weird for something. I don't want my children dealing with sexuality of any sort at 3, 4, and 5 years of age.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all of the circumstances were. I know that it has that there have been drag story hours across the country, and that a lot of librarians have made a push to be more inclusive of LGBTQ, whatever the rest of the letters are, issues. But it does seem a little strange to be including it at such a young age, especially in a way when, especially as it's presented in a way where these things are not about sex, but that they are about sexuality. And so we have children being presented with ideas of sexuality with glitter and rainbows and all of these kind of toy aspects or teddy bears and things like that. And it just seems like a way to get children involved in being sexualized through play. And I don't know that that's really what we should be doing at that age. I don't think that sexuality, children's sexuality, is something adults should really have much part in, other than to educate children about their bodies and their responsibilities with regard to their bodies and sex. Certainly, I've been talking to my son about, you know, sex since he was a little kid, because he's asked about where children come from and things like that. But I'm not, you know, there's no way that I'm going to be presenting toys to him and things like that as though, like, this is some playground that we should be engaging in our sexuality as a fun romp when we're 4 and 5 years old. It just doesn't seem like the place for adults at all. And bringing these kinds of ideas in, on the one hand, you can say it's great to be inclusive, because that way when kids are getting messages that are entirely heteronormative, they can say, like, oh, well, if that's not me, there are these other modes of being. And that is useful, I think, for kids to, you know that if they are feeling like they're different, there are other people who also feel different. But I don't know that this is the right way to do that. And it's also strange because in a lot of ways, when our culture these days talks about sexuality and differences between, you know, femininity and masculinity, you have people saying things like, and I referenced this in the article, you have people saying things like, it's okay for men to wear dresses and it's okay for women to speak up. It's like, whoa, what is, those things are not corollaries at all. Like, it's okay for men to speak up. It's okay for women to speak up. It's okay for men to wear dresses. It's okay for women to wear pants. Like, those would be the corollaries. Do you know what I mean? But it's like there's this idea that feminizing boys is about clothing and accoutrements and accessories, and masculinizing, if that's even a word, women, is about teaching them about agency and free will. And that just seems completely backed to me, that these are the two, that these are the ways that we're presenting.
Well, and I personally think, Libby, and I've watched these issues for a long time, I personally think that there's a rationale for why they're trying to lower the barrier for kids, and I think that it's much more sinister than just letting them know that they're okay if they're a slightly bit different. I think it's to some degree indoctrinate and to initiate, and I'm to this day still very concerned about how our society seems to be on the fast track to allowing that, but that's a different discussion for a different time. Libby, great work in the Federalist today. Appreciate your piece, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Public Library deletes pictures of drag queens fondling children at Story Hour. You can read it at The Federalist. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In all the intense heat and humidity, did you feel run down this weekend? Kevin McCullough here. I was tempted to, but then I remembered if I take my fruits and vegetables, if I get the phytonutrient chemical reactions into my bodies that God created them to give me, that I should be okay. And in fact, as I did feel a little run down early in the weekend, I just popped my fruits and veggies, and by the end of the weekend, felt 100%. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They are 100% natural food, whole food plants, fruits, vegetables, in vegetarian capsules. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, all in 3 little fruit and 3 little veggie capsules. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. And right now, I've got one of the best offers they've ever offered. 25% off, plus free shipping on your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature, and a set of convenient travel bottles containing an additional week's supply. These are handy even after you use the week's supply in them to hang on to, because you can easily pack them in your carry-ons to go wherever you need, etc. Call 800-246-8751. Get the additional free week supply of travel bottle, carry-on, balance of nature, fruits and veggies, plus 25% off and free shipping. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com. And don't forget the discount code, The Mission.
Hey everyone, this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
And this is Mike. We've teamed up with Chris Toblin's Angel Armies to help in the fight for our nation's children and youth.
By pledging $50 for every loan closed.
We just finished our June tally and are proud to report a donation of $7,600.
The battle continues, and our support rolls on to help over 100,000 kids waiting to be adopted.
And over 30,000 who age out of the system every year.
More likely to fall into drugs, human trafficking, or homelessness.
The numbers are staggering.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE.
That's 800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We can do this.
This battle is for our future.
Angel Armies. Failure is not an option.
The God of Angel Armies is always by my side.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 60134.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
He tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. And one of the things that we do on Mondays is we not just take a look at the markets, which we will do. We will spend some time talking about the actual economy and what's going on there. But if, for the duration of this year so far, we've had the real privilege and opportunity to also apply scripture as it pertains to the use of money and stewardship in our lives. And David Fisher has led us on these discussions. We call it the Word on Money, and you hear it here on Mondays at this time. This week's verse that David has picked is Isaiah 30, verse 18. David, welcome back. Why this scripture, and what do you think it's saying to us?
Well, you know, nobody likes to wait for their food. Nobody likes to wait for something to happen. Nobody likes to wait for their investment to come to fruition. And sometimes people have a challenge in waiting out on the Lord, but they're all wrapped up in one thing, and that's, you know, something happens when we wait upon the Lord. In fact, a lot of things happen. So let me read you the scripture, Isaiah 30:18. It says, therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. So, you know, we live in a fast food, fast pace, you know, ever-growingly more fast lifestyle industry, a global awareness. And as time goes on, the more it seems faster that gets, or maybe just as I'm getting older, it seems that way. But I think that's part of the global society. You know, we want it now. Now, imagine, Kevin, would we ever thought 20 years ago that they could, you know, a restaurant can deliver food to our house? Yeah, we have that.
Right,
you know,
right.
Would we ever think that, you know, we can make a payment electronically and it happens immediately? We never would have thought that 20 years ago. We never would have thought that, hey, we can put something out on a thing called an internet and tell people what we're doing and the world can watch us. Yet that happens. So society marches a little bit to a different drumbeat than the Lord does. So there's something that happens, you know, when we wait upon the Lord. But I think the key thing is, God also waits upon us. He's waiting for us to come to him. He's waiting for us to yield to his presence and his purpose in our life. And when we do that, so imagine the vision of God waiting upon him. You know, when we wait upon the Lord, sometimes that might be a challenging thing. But this is not challenging because God is perfect for the Lord to wait upon us. I think of the concept, you know, God waited 4,000 years for the fullness of time to send his son, his only beloved son, into the world that he may be our Savior. That's a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So God can wait, and he does not grow weak. And us as believers, he wants to instill the same thing. I'm thinking of, you know, as a father, and we have both have kids. When we give our kids something immediately when they want it, sometimes that's not always the best thing. Mm. And, you know, sometimes when we invest in something, we want an immediate return. And immediate returns puts us up for challenges down the road when we don't get immediate returns. So the waiting instills in us something called patience. And patience is a virtue, as the scripture says. And patience creates trust and develops relationship. So as we wait upon the Lord, God is waiting upon us. And while he's doing so, he's saying we are blessed as we wait upon him.
It's one of those things where just in recent months, David, there's been a practical side of this that I have the Lord's been showing me. And it is true. And sometimes it's very difficult, especially for eager beaver, first achiever, you know, type A personalities. Yep. To do that. And yet there is, almost inexplicable joy and contentment when we do, when we finally do learn to let go. And just, I don't know, for me personally, it's learning to say, okay, God, it really is in your hands. It's not really anything that I can, I mean, because who of us can actually control the markets or the presidency or the culture or anything around us? Earlier this hour, we heard from Libby Emmons, who's talking about how these libraries are having these drag queen story days. I mean, there's literally things that are beyond our control as individual parents and people that we try to live conscientiously. But it doesn't get out of God's control, and waiting on him, letting his graciousness be exhibited, is really the best solution. Thank you, David Fisher, for that word on money. When we come back, we will talk about the Money Monday, because that's what we're on. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
What if I told you that getting omega-3 fatty acids daily just got easier? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about the Invite Health Krill Oil. Krill oil provides your body with the essential oils and antioxidants that are important for brain, heart, joint, and eye health. The EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids from Invite's krill oil are sustainable and 100% traceable from the sea to the capsule. Invite Health's krill oil is supplied in a vegetarian tapioca capsule, shown in clinical trials to enhance absorption. These easy-to-swallow capsules are extremely clean and won't leave you with that fishy aftertaste. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of Invite's krill oil at suggested retail risk-free and get the second bottle free. Call now for free shipping. Contact Invite at 800-459-2272. Call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-393-1881. That's 800-393-1881. 800-393-1881.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This weekend, Mike Lindell of MyPillow called me up, and he asked, hey, how's it going? You know why? Because 10 years ago, I got the first MyPillow products that we had in the McCullough household. And you know they come with a 10-year warranty. Now, I don't know if he was measuring the warranty or not. But the fact that he checked in on me, I felt kind of special. And the fact that our products, the MyPillow products, are still just as fresh as if they were brand new some 10 years later is really cool. Did you know you can get a 2-pack of the MyPillow premiums right now for the lowest price that they've ever been offered on radio or TV? $34.99 each. You have to get a 2-pack. That's $69.98. But when you break it down, $34.99, less than $35 for a pillow. It stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, a 10-year warranty. It is the coolest. And ever since I've been sleeping on one, no more interrupted sleep, just deep, restorative sleep, night after night, the best sleep I've ever had, almost every single night in a row. No more flat, lifeless pillows. My pillow has changed my life. And it can change yours. So get a 2-pack now. $69.98, only $34.99 each. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code AM570.
Go deep into God's Word and find direction for living the victorious Christian life. Join Pastor Victor for Redeeming Love, brought to you by the Redemption House every Tuesday evening at 8:45, right here on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the One Place app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download One Place at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, what's going on? It's kind of the doldrums of summer, but does that mean that nothing's happening in the markets or far from it? Let's get back into all things economy with David Fisher. He is the chairman and founder of Landmark Capital, and they are extremely focused on helping you be the best steward possible of your retirement and your investment. And David, it's always good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Great things to talk about in the market today. I'm so excited to be on your program this afternoon.
Yeah, let's talk about what the big things this week are going to be talking about.
Well, the key things this week are the ECB, European Central Bank, is going to come out on Thursday, and they're going to talk about rates. The Fed is in a, what you call, blackout period, because they're going to talk about rates next week, but there's a lot of challenges internally going on in the Fed. The debt ceiling is coming to fruition on Friday, you know, and this is going to have effect on stocks and gold, all of this combined.
Well, and given that, let's do these one by one. What's the ECB? Will they lower rates? If so, how's that going to affect stocks, particularly in our markets?
Well, the European Central Bank policymakers are anticipating that there is going to be a rate cut and a possibly what you call a stimulus package, but this is going to happen on Thursday, more than likely. Think about this for a second, Kevin. Having your money being charged in a bank account, in other words, you're paying a fee to put money in a bank. That's what it's like in Europe right now. Is deposits are being charged 0.4% if you lived in European bank in European areas that is part of the European Monetary Union. So they're negative rates already. They're going to go further negative rates, probably a 10 basis point. So this is probably going to stimulate the European markets, which if we live in a global society, it should help out stocks in the United States, and it should cause gold to go up too also.
You've said in the past that the Fed is going to cut rates. What will this do for stocks, the gold in the short term? Gold's had a heck of a run here in recent days. Does this create any long-term problems from where you sit?
Yeah, short term, we're going to see a rate cut. You know, President Trump wants a 1% full rate cut. He's been saying we're not going to get that. Economists are sensing a point, a quarter of a point. The Fed is between a quarter and a half a point. The Fed a June meeting, 14 of 17 participants says that we've got a lower rate. So that's a pretty strong number. And I think we're going to have up to a 50% rate cut. Morgan Stanley says 25% won't be helpful enough. It'll disappoint the market. This is all about the market. So short-term lowering rates will be great for the market. Long-term, unfortunately, takes away the gunpowder. We don't have a whole lot of ammunition. We're only at 2.5%. So that's not much when lowering rates when we head into recessions. That's going to create a whole nother problem down the road.
Well, and obviously we want to do what we can to offset that. You mentioned the debt ceiling. What is it for people that are not following this stuff day to day, and why does it need to be raised? At least why do the politicians say it needs to be raised this week?
Well, first of all, the debt ceiling was created in 1917, Kevin, to take on, help, you know, fund a war. We had to take on more debt in World War One. But this was supposed to be just a short-term thing, you know, and, you know, when more people went to work, it paid down the debt, getting this back to square one. But in 1974, they tied the debt ceiling to a budget, and now we live and die by this thing. So on the 26th of July, this Friday, the government's going to go on their furlough, their summer vacation. And Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi have been talking, because Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, says if we don't raise the debt ceiling by this date, we're going to run out of money before Congress comes back in mid-September. So if that happens, we would have a default for the first time, and this would be horrendous upon the markets. They're trying to hammer out a two-year deal so that the remaining first term of President Trump, they won't have to issue this again. So we'll see what happens. It'll yet to be determined, but I don't think they're going to default, but they're still miles apart, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Tell us then why it's important that we diversify. A lot of people have a lot of stock, and they think they're okay as long as this economy is going in the right direction. Why physical gold now?
Well, central banks, the big money of the world, drives gold, and central banks are ditching dollars and buying gold, according to Bloomberg News. Gold demand by the World Gold Council is up 68% on the World Bank central bank level. So the big money of the world is selling dollars, buying gold. Last week, you heard me say this man's name. He's the largest hedge fund manager, Ray Dalio. He's been on a rampage about our debt. And last week, he issued a massive public warning saying that there is coming a new paradigm when investors will be forced to buy gold while selling stocks. It's a very strong, outrageous statement, but it's a billionaire saying this. So gold is in the outperforming stocks. It's done this since 2001 by 2.5 times. And if the recession comes, that's bad for stocks. It creates another bail-in around the world, and we have the laws for a bail-in. So if you have physical gold in your hand, they can't access that electronically like stocks. Plus, it's a great investment. So now is the time to get involved in gold. We are in a bull market in gold. I've been talking about that. Normally, I have not said these things, but the light switch is turned on for gold. It's been on a rampage, like you said, and we're going to continue in a long-term bull market.
Well, and I think that that bail-in thing, and people, if you've heard us talking about this over the course of the last couple of years, you know that it is real, but it is most likely to be activated when we least expect it. So the idea is to be a little bit ahead of the curve, be ready for it in the event that it is used, because then it'll be too late. You won't have access to the funds that you think you have access to. Anyway, it's all explained in the free white paper, The Coming Bail-In. Get your copy for free when you call Landmark Capital today, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And David, as always, I appreciate your insight and analysis of what's going on in the markets and the world around us.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Again, get your bail-in paper for free, 844-604-2575.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
When
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that tuned in today. And our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Puerto Rico. The governor there, of course, admitting earlier today that he's going to not seek re-election. That's not satisfying the masses. And I know that we've got a lot of connections to Puerto Rico here in the New York area. So I want to see the best thing happen for them. I know the president was pretty hard on him earlier today in his press conference, said he's incompetent. It'd be hard to argue otherwise when you look at some of the recent decisions. Hey, I want to make you aware of something. Coming up this fall, we are going to begin a series of broadcasts on Friday afternoons, not every Friday, but probably a couple of times a month, beginning in September, that may run through the spring, that are going to be really cool. It's going to be called the Dining Out Dialogues, and they'll be on location at some of the best eateries in the New York area. On September the 26th, we kick the thing off at the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Chef Aldo Cascio will be there with not only a great menu, but there will be a great opportunity for us to be together, do the entire day of Kevin McCullough Radio together. And then a very special date on your calendar as well, October the 18th at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Get more details on this on my social media. We'll be telling you more about it as the days draw close as well. Also this week, I'll be on Fox News and it looks like Newsmax both this week, so we hope to see you there as well. Now, I'm really getting irritated by a new strain of story I'm seeing coming through. This weekend, I found out that the new 007 is going to be actually a female. And then today, I wake up and read that Natalie Portman is cast to be the next Thor. Friends, I'm not against great actresses playing great roles, but there is something very weird, bizarre, and almost disconcerting about a female Thor or a female 007 or, you know, fill in the blank. And I remembered why it bothered me so much. Do you remember the Tomb Raider stories with Angelina Jolie? They were bombs of films. They were terrible. Even action film people didn't like them. And it's kind of like watching women's sports instead of men's sports in traditionally men strong categories, basketball, football, hockey. It's just not as fast, it's not as fun, it's not as interesting when the slower, less agile athletes that happen to be women are the ones doing it. I think the same thing applies to action movies. Don't Tomb Raider us. We don't need more Tomb Raiders. It's okay for a man to be a superhero. It's okay for a woman to be a superhero, too. Just don't make the male roles the ones that let the women be the women superheroes. Anyway, I know I'm going to get mail on that one. Kevin McCullough, we will talk to you later. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.